three, two, one. Here with head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Gus Bradley.
Another busy day at the media center inside Lucas Oil Stadium. Head coach Gus Bradley visiting with Fox Sports 1 and all the rest of the national media outlets and then hitting the podium on day two. And welcome to Lucas Oil Stadium inside the media center. This is Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you. This is the busiest day so far at the NFL Scouting Combine. The quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs all speaking with the media today. And then, of course, Jacksonville head coach Gus Bradley made the rounds of the national media and then jumped onto the podium, discussed Blake Bortles' progression and the importance of mechanics in this offseason headed into year two. He also said the offensive staff is starting to settle in together and get an offense going amongst all those new coaches. Here at the Combine, it's about building a team, but in that process, there are a lot of moving parts.
Ultimately, as a franchise, if you can get a quarterback, you know, that you count on, that you can trust, that can lead your team, I mean, that's always a valuable asset. So as we put this whole thing together, we're trying to, you know, take care of both sides as well as special teams. The quarterback's a valuable commodity for us as well as the defense. And, you know, it starts up front with the offense and defensive line.
Of course, the full Gus Bradley press conference available on Jaguars.com, including his visit with us right here on Jaguars.com Live. Let's get to the quarterbacks today. That's the biggest national news. Quarterback Jameis Winston from Florida State and Marcus Mariota from Oregon. Well, Winston's press conference is now moved to Friday. So it left Mariota to face the fire alone today on the podium. And the Heisman Trophy winner said a big challenge to overcome in the NFL might sound simple to others.
For us, it's going to be huddling. I haven't huddled in a while, so that'll be, you know, one thing. And to everyone, it seems like a little detail, but, you know, that is kind of a big thing. So, you know, there's other things as well in terms of, you know, the 3-5-7-step drops under center. But, you know, that's all stuff that I've been able to work on the last month and will continue to work on.
We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Let's start with Mariota. What can you find out about somebody in 10 minutes on a podium?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, as I was standing there, I was struck. Mariota's here. And I look up and John Elway's talking at the other podium, so you can kind of see him on the screen. And it struck me how many guys stand in Mariota's shoes right there hoping to get to where Elway was. When Elway came out, there wasn't this kind of combine, but everybody knew he was the guy. And time after time, year after year, you see guys stand on the podium in Mariota's shoes, in Jameis Winston's shoes, which will be tomorrow, and at the beginning of their career, and hoping to get, and you realize that there's a lot of guys who start off where Mariota and Jameis are, and very few who actually make it to what Elway did. And the answer to your question, what can you see from a thing like today? I always try to make a point to go watch the quarterbacks when they're on the podium. And mainly because of that thing I just mentioned, they're here in a moment that they've dreamed of and that they're waiting for, and they're on the cusp of it. And you sort of want to see how they handle that. And Mariota, anything you've heard about him is absolutely true. He stands with confidence. He's got that quarterback look. You can see how he'll wow scouts and GMs and coaches when he's talking to them in the room. I think everybody already knew that. I think it'll be fascinating tomorrow to watch Jameis Winston handle what is sure to be a tougher line of questioning, a more dramatic moment. Definitely something to watch tomorrow.
A guy who handled it well last year was Blake Bortles, and he was the topic of conversation today for head coach Gus Bradley. And Gus seems to like what he's hearing so far from the offseason.
Well, and I was struck most by how he responded when we were talking to him about this on Jaguars.com Live. Yeah. And he was very enthusiastic about the passing camp in California, about Blake's approach. And I think Gus thought that Blake would approach things well in the offseason. But I think he's even impressed. I don't want to say surprised, but I think he's struck by, you know, the enthusiasm and the dedication that Blake is showing this offseason. Very good sign, because that's what you want to see. No matter what he gets out of it fundamentally on the field, there's an approach that's telling himself, the coaches, people around him, this matters to me very much. That matters for a quarterback.
Another topic for Gus today was what is next for this franchise, for this football team moving forward. How do you progress?
Well, we asked him about that, and I asked him about it on the side, talking to him back here and on the podium. You know, he's a guy who likes to have a theme. He's a guy who likes to think out, okay, where are we at? What do I need to tell players? And clearly he's talking about this next step concept. But he also, he's never talked about wins and losses. He's never talked about it in that sense. He wants the players to focus on getting better each day and having that lead to victories. But I think he also knows next step means all this groundwork we've laid, all these things we've done for the last couple of years, now it needs to really start showing. Yes, it needs to happen organically, but it needs to start happening organically now.
Guess what? Tomorrow, Dave Caldwell and Jameis Winston.
And that'll be interesting. Dave Caldwell will be interesting tomorrow because that's when I expect he'll talk a little bit more in detail about the coming weeks of free agency than maybe Gus was. That's Dave's role. That's what I'm expecting.
Well done as always, John.
Thanks, JP.
Busy day tomorrow. We'll have it all for you right here. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars from the 2015 NFL Scouting Combine at Lucas Oil Stadium.